This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
That was Matt Devlin on TSN, courtesy of TSN. So that's the Raptors broadcast last night of the last basket. I'm guessing the last thing Tristan Thompson wanted to have happen last night was to get booed in his hometown, in his home country.
He probably knew something was coming, though, when he decided to dunk the ball. I mean, right?
Oh, probably.
He probably knew. So, you know, initially when I watched that video, I kept thinking to myself, why do we shake hands at the end of games? And then I forgot that there's only one tunnel there. What is it? It's, I'm trying to remember which bank it is now there. It's not, it was TD Garden. It was Air Canada Center. It's had like 10 names.
It's got a lot of names. It's a nice building.
So Scotiabank? Is that what it is?
It's a nice building.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's a really, really nice building. Why do we do that? We should probably shake hands before the game than after the game.
It's funny because you don't always shake hands in the NBA, right? And you certainly don't in Major League Baseball, but the one sport where you go and beat the you know what out of each other, you're you know group hugging and smiling at the end of the game. Did Tristan do a bad thing last night, folks? 216-474-0092.
It was just silly. I just think it was silly.
I would guarantee you what his thought process was, and it was, I want one last basket in my hometown before I call it quits. I guarantee you that's what it was.
Maybe.
That said, he probably shouldn't have done it.
I also wonder if he would have gone in for like a silly layup at 0-0 rather than a dunk while the clock was still running.
Well, he got credit in the scorebook for 2 points. So, he scored in his last game in Toronto.
I gotcha. So just lay it up off the glass and put it in, especially if no one's going to play defense. And you just I thought the game was over, guys. Sorry.
Don't you hate stuff like that, though?
I'm not a big fan of unwritten rules. I don't like them.
Darko makes a thing about it.
I thought Darko was over the top.
Well,
they're
getting their butts kicked. They're down by 30-some points.
He needs to coach better.
Coach your team better.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And if the Raptors are in the lead at the end of the game, then it doesn't really matter, does it? I don't have a real issue with what Tristan did. Personally, you don't do those things. But that's it's pro sports. If your feelings are hurt by a guy dunking the ball when you're down 131-108, then don't get down 131-108.
Yeah, I'm down. I understand that. I just think the whole thing is just kind of silly. Like, I'm watching it. You think that he just wanted to get one more bucket while he was in Toronto, and maybe that's true.
And he did have 4 points last night, so he did score twice.
Yeah, so it wasn't like he didn't
have a
bucket.
Maybe he thought one last time. I don't know. But I would guarantee you that his thought process was, I'm from Toronto. We're in Toronto. I'm going to score another basket.
Yeah, I think the whole thing's kind of silly. I don't mind the fact that Toronto was a little irked by it at the end. I understand why they think it wasn't classy, and it really wasn't. I'm sorry, I don't think it was classy.
92.3 The Fan, breaking news.
Breaking news from the New York Jets official page on the artist formerly known as Twitter.
Uh-oh.
We have informed Aaron Rodgers that we will be moving in a different direction at quarterback.
Wow.
Bye-bye, Aaron.
That's a shame. Not that he got released. It's a shame what happened to him after he left the Packers. Tearing the Achilles right away. That was terrible. And then last year, he just wasn't very good. And his team wasn't very good. And he cost Robert Saleh his job.
Quote, last week we met with Aaron and shared that our intention was to move in a different direction at quarterback, said head coach Aaron Glenn and GM Darren Mookie?
Yeah, new guy.
Yeah,
new guy. In a statement released by the team, quote, it was important to have this discussion now to provide clarity and enable each of us the proper time to plan for our respective futures. We want to thank him for his leadership, passion, and dedication he brought to the organization and wish him success moving forward.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Apparently, the report was that they asked him to not do Pat McAfee's show next year.
Right.
You know, if you're coming back, we don't want you doing that.
Yeah. Okay.
Which they have the right to do.
They have the right to ask him. He doesn't have the right to say yes. He doesn't have to say yes.
And then they have the right to say, hey, we're moving on.
Yeah. No problem with that. I get it. It's all part of the game.
You know what this means, though?
Aaron Rodgers is going to land somewhere else, though. Don't you think there's another team's going to give him a chance? Don't you think? If he doesn't retire?
He didn't look very good, Andy. I would think he...
Didn't Teddy Bridgewater find a team at the end of the year? This year?
Oh, but Teddy was in great shape, man. He had just been working out with the kids all year.
According to Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network, it will likely be a post-June 1 release to help manage the cap hit.
Which means he can't go find a team.
Well, he kind of can. It's just
You can line it up. You just can't do all the work.
Right.
Yeah.
Like the Browns did that with John Johnson.
Wink, wink, nod, nod.
Yeah. Right? They did that with John Johnson where they were like, okay, you're released post-June 1, but we all know this, so go negotiate what you need to.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see. The issue for me here is only that, and I'm assuming they were going to go try to find somebody anyway. There is yet another team looking for a quarterback. There are a lot of teams in the NFL looking for quarterbacks right now, and that means more competition for the Browns. Where the Browns have a leg up on this is that they have the second pick in the draft, if they like somebody there. If they don't like somebody there, then they're competing with a bunch of other teams to go sign the best available free agents.
Yeah, but where they're...
Challenge. That's a challenge.
Yeah. Where they're hogtied is cap restraints.
Right. So what are you going to do?
I don't know.
I mean, we all know what the perfect scenario is here. Perfect scenario is... The Falcons release Kirk Cousins. They eat his salary, and the Browns sign him for $1.50.
Right.
And yet he's going to still make a boatload of money because Atlanta's paying him. The Russell Wilson goes to Pittsburgh deal. That's the big thing.
Yeah, this is a tough situation. Every time I see something about Deshaun, and was he wearing his boot or not? And is that going to make his contract null? I always wonder whether it's true or not, or whether the team is pursuing trying to get out of the deal because he wasn't wearing his boot at some point when he was supposed to. I don't. Have we even really talked about that? About the option that maybe the Browns can get out of the contract, or that there's some way to do that? And then the other thing is, we don't know what it's like on the inside, and do the Browns really want to do that? From a business standpoint, I could see like, oh man, if they can make that happen, it changes their whole world. And you know, you lost 3 first round picks if that's the case.
There are at least 6 teams looking for a quarterback in the NFL this year, and there could be a few more if the Rams decide that they're going to move on from Matthew Stafford. You know, they could be added to that list, but right now the Browns are in competition for a quarterback with the New York Jets, correct? The Tennessee Titans, the Las Vegas Raiders, looking for a quarterback. The New York Giants, they're looking. They're guys that need quarterbacks. And now the Browns are out there with them, obviously.
Everybody's looking at the market a little bit worse for the Browns. So
as well. Steelers are looking.
I wonder if, though, in the offseason to come back and maybe be a little bit healthier and go play somewhere else. And would you bring him in as a backup somewhere? Yeah.
Oh, no. Could you imagine that guy as a backup?
No, I can't. But someone, I think, is going to give him the opportunity to do that.
There's no way. I'll bet you a Coke Zero. There's no way Aaron Rodgers would go somewhere to be a backup.
So if they wanted to end this thing right, because it sounds to me like if they're saying, hey, you're gone, why wouldn't they have just given him the option to retire?
He said he didn't want to.
Okay, well, so that's the point. So he must clearly think that there's another place where he can play.
Well, he hopes there's another place he can play.
Well, don't you think, if he knew there was nowhere else he could play, don't you think he would step up? Okay, no, it's a good time to retire. I'm going to retire. I'll just say the injury's taking me down.
He still might. You know, I mean, he could.
Yeah, but wouldn't you rather retire before you got cut?
No, I mean, in this situation, I don't think he was ready to retire. If he was, he would have done it.
Come out of retirement then. If another team really wanted him that bad, he can come out of retirement, right? Wouldn't you rather retire than have a team tell you you're done?
No. Dan? Ultimately, maybe, but the timing of this is terrible. If he's, you know, if he's been thinking about wanting to continue to play, then why would you say you're retiring and file your paperwork and all that?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think the Jets did him a favor then. But if he thought he was done, he should retire.
Yeah, but he doesn't.
If he thinks he can still play, then the Jets they did him a
right.
They did him a favor. Yeah.
I mean, the only thing is, if you retire, you no longer collect the paycheck. So, if anything, he might make his way through. If nobody picks him up, he may be in that like Matt Ryan limbo. You know what I'm talking about? Like Matt Ryan was on TV, but he technically wasn't retired.
Right.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah. Yeah, I see it. I mean, I understand. I
don't think there's any way that guy would want to go somewhere and be a backup. There's only one place where I think that might be a possibility.
To be a backup?
Might.
Vegas? Where?
San Francisco.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I can see.
He's from Northern California. Purdy's there. Brock Purdy has shown that he's a very competent quarterback, but I don't know that Brock Purdy is anybody's answer to being a frontline quarterback, and the Niners are going to have to pay him. You know, see, that's going to be an issue.
I don't know. Do you see chemistry with him and Kyle Shanahan?
Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
No, that's why I don't. The only place I could possibly think that he would do it, Andy, is San Francisco, because it's his hometown. That's the only place. I mean, not hometown. He's from Northern California. That's the only place I could even think of. He does not give off the, yeah, I'm happy to sit here and hold a clipboard vibe, does he?
No. I don't see him as being a good coach. Unless he's on Jeopardy and he's asking questions, then maybe he could hold a clipboard.
You think?
Yeah, but then you're still the starting quarterback on Jeopardy.
So. Chris Collinsworth was...
Which, by the way, he was horrible on Jeopardy. Horrible.
Well, he spoke highly of you.
He was not good. Did you watch any of the episodes?
Chris Collinsworth says, Raiders?
Could be, that's what I just said,
could,
yeah.
Yeah, he could be interesting with Pete Carroll. We'll see. Raiders are going to go get somebody. My guess is that their first shot at it is going to be Sam Darnold. We'll see. Daryl Ryder is our Browns beat reporter. His thoughts on Aaron Rodgers and more coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.